We're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah. We're up to the first chapter of the 11th Mishnah. Avtalion Omer. Avtalion says, Chachamim Yizaru B'divreichem, wise men, be careful with your words, Shematachu B'chovat Galut, lest you find yourself obligated to exile, V'tiglu Limkom Mayim Haraim, and then you'll end up exiling to a place where there's bad waters, and the students who follow you will drink from those bad waters and they'll die, and the name of heaven will be desecrated. So this is a Mishnah that's almost impossible to understand on the surface. Be careful what you say, because you might end up going to exile to a place where there's bad water and the students will drink and die, and that's not the issue. The issue is that then that God's name will be desecrated. So what does that mean? Oh, what does that mean? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, HaRambam Zal Katav Ba'avot B'Ferushav Al Derech Nachon. The Rambam, his commentary over here, that's the way to go. He's Zahru B'Divreichem, what is Avtalion saying? Careful what you say. Lever D'Ivreichem K'dei Shelo Tanichu Makom Leminim. Be careful to clarify what you're telling your students, so that the apostates don't find a way to twist your words and misguide the students. Shematachu v'chovat galut, lest you find yourself obligated to exile, and you end up exiling to a place where there is bad waters. Makom aminim shemarin panin b'torah shelo kalacha. You'll find yourself exiled to a place where there are apostates who try to twist the words of the Torah, and they explain things that are completely off. V'dakdeku mitoch divrichem ha-shalochen, and then they'll try to prove from your words things that are just not so. And the students who follow you will learn from these twisted people a twisted understanding in what you've said. If you aren't clear in what you say, the student isn't sure what you say. So then this person says, I'll tell you what the rabbi meant. And then he twists the words of the rabbis, the way they want to twist it. And then the students will think that's what you meant to say. And the students who will end up going the wrong path because the teacher wasn't clear, so then the students will pass away from this sin. And then God's name is desecrated as people see that the students who are trying so hard to learn, look at what ends up happening to them. So That's the explanation that the Rambam gives on the Mishnah, and many commentaries follow suit like the Rabbeinu Yonah just did.